announcement that Fort Smith is one of the cheapest places to live, John.
Yeah, how about that? And, you know, it's kind of funny, Bill. Some people can find something negative even in something positive. Some people say, well, is that really necessarily good news? Because, you know, there's lots of places it's cheap to live. But, you know, when you tie that into the survey that was released a couple of weeks ago that showed that best places for businesses to locate and do business, that Arkansas and Oklahoma states ranked in the top three, both in cost of living and in cost of doing business, and now you throw this in there, I think it's great news, and we'll take it. And you may remember that, well, I mean, think back when you were in high school, and they forced you to take some of those math classes, and sometimes they'd give you this problem, and one of the first challenges was to decide which parts of what they gave you that you really didn't need to solve the problem. That's the way I feel about trying to solve some of this economic news that's out. For example, this morning, we get the number from the Commerce Department that personal income and personal spending were both flat. We were expecting small increases. They both came in as goose eggs. And to make it worse, they actually reduced what they said the increase in personal spending and personal income was for the month of June. Well, how do you equate that to numbers that were released this morning by Coach? And we know that if you go to a Coach store, you're not exactly buying necessities. Their income was up 34% over the same quarter of last year. Stores open a year or more up 6.3%. Overall sales up 12%. And they said that one of their strongest areas of increase was in North America. So how do you reconcile these numbers that we get where it says consumers are being cautious, personal income is flat, personal spending and personal consumption is not increasing, and we know that the consumer is 70% of the economy. And then you see numbers released from companies like this. And here's another one of those things I'm scratching my head about. Everyone's worried about deflation all of a sudden and saying, well, the risk is not inflation, the risk is deflation. I don't know if you've seen the numbers or not, but about wheat prices, but there's the worst drought in Russia in 130 years. It has destroyed the wheat harvest there, and as a result, wheat prices in Europe are up 50% since June, fastest increase in 51 years. And some people like Jimmy Rogers, an expert that you see on TV all the time, is saying that we're going to see, quote, much, 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 much higher food prices. Well, how do you reconcile that once again with what we're hearing from some of the numbers from the economists and from the government that the big risk is not inflation, the risk is deflation? And my point in all this is this. We may think that we don't have to worry about this kind of stuff or think about this kind of stuff. But if you happen to have an IRA or a 401k or a few bucks in a savings account, we're in a global economy whether you like it or not, and you need to be engaged in paying attention to some of this stuff. We saw the market up about 200 points yesterday for no particularly really strong reason, except the market wanted to believe the good news. And someone asked me yesterday, John, what should you do with this huge uptick we've seen in the market lately? And my response was, if you've been looking for a time to take some money off the table, we may be getting there. It's like the old sports analogy when they interview the guy after the game and he says, we just took what the other team gave us. Well, right now you might already be taking what the market's giving you.
Well, John, people have cut back. We know that, and you're pointing it out. Yet in certain areas, or certain stores, maybe due to management or whatever, they found a way to be successful with higher ticket items. But I'm hearing that people, because of this cutback, of course, the government hopes that everybody goes back to spending mm-hmm. as they did 2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
But that may take a while.
Well, and it may not be good for your own household. You know, part of being patriotic is not doing things that are stupid. And what I mean by that is you don't have to go back to being a runaway consumer and charging things on your credit card and buying homes and cars you can't afford just because the government is saying that we need the consumer to come back to the table. You know, they're ringing the bell and sending everyone back in the pool. But the truth of the matter is, how did we get in this mess? We got in this mess by overconsumption, by too much debt. And so this is really a good time for the personal savings rate to increase, for debt to drop, and for us to take control of our own financial future.
And to be proud, we are in the cheapest city in the nation.
Just another reason to live here. You know, I'm a transplant from here. I'm a newcomer. I've only been here 35 years. But I'm not from this area, and I still think this is one of the greatest places to live, and this is just independent confirmation of that.